B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh, it's 1 o'clock across the Delaware Valley. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WBEN. Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios. Only from Comcast. We are a Beasley Media Group station because radio with Tunis right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Trying to make sense, still the Eagles draft. I hope you enjoyed the Joe Banner piece. I did. I thought he was awesome. I mean, honest with you, I thought he was great. I thought he had some really interesting things to say. I thought he copped to the receiver thing. I agree with a lot of what he said. You know, I think he was being respectful to the Eagles. But, I mean, he said he would not have taken the Hurts as well. So, or either. All right, now let's get back to the phones and let's go to Australia. Yes. And we're going to visit with, is it Ben Simmons? Is it Brett Brown? Or is it Alex?
What's up, Anthony? How you going?
What's up, Alex? How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well, man. Doing well. Thought I better call in and give you my rundown on the draft that happened.
I wish you would. First of all, how is it down there? How's things with the virus?
We've actually been not too bad with it, really. I think we've only had around 7,000 total cases and not even 100 deaths. So we're actually doing not too bad at the moment.
Good.
We've sort of avoided the bad side of it anyway for the time being. So I think they're looking at maybe loosening some restrictions in May. So we'll see how that goes, but we're holding up.
Very cool. Very cool. All right, let's talk a little Eagles for you. So what did you think?
Oh, man. As soon as I heard that first draft pick read, I was like, is this what this draft's going to be? I hadn't even heard the guy mentioned. Like Jalen Reagor at TCU.
Yeah.
And just when we had Justin Jefferson sitting right there, and he was like one of the, what do they call, the top four receivers of the draft. And then Minnesota go taking the next pick.
Yeah, and they kind of ran, right? They ran. They called the commissioner 10 seconds. They got the pick it.
Oh, my God. I couldn't believe it. It's like, and then you come up, and then I was like, okay, I haven't heard of this guy. I'll give him some time. I'll go check his highlights. Put his highlight tape on. The first five plays on his highlight tape were punt returns. And I'm like, he drafted a punt returner in the first round? What the hell? You kidding me?
I know. Now, he's got explosiveness, so we'll see. The biggest problem with him is going to be his drop. He's known for his drops.
Yeah.
Which is scary.
Yeah. We just got rid of that last guy, so
I know. End up. Tell me about it.
And then we come to round two. And I'm sitting there, I'm watching on my phone while I'm at work. And I'm thinking there's some great quality players on the board. We need help at linebacker. AJ Epinesa was sitting there. We had Mims, some other great players, and then they read out. Oh, my.
Oh.
You gotta be flaming kidding me.
I hear you, man.
I listened to your show yesterday. I listened to the podcast because obviously I can't watch it live because it's like, well, listen to it live. It's what, 2 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd get up early to talk to you today. And just listen to go off and everyone that was trying to make the pick sound like it was a good one. I was loving it.
I still can't understand it. I still don't. there's nothing about it. Brother Alex, it's nothing that looks, that makes sense to me.
And you were just hanging up on these guys, and they were trying to get their fucking It was hilarious. I was loving it.
Oh, my God, insane.
But then, and then we get, we get that featherweight linebacker out of Colorado. But he's fast, apparently, so who knows. And then, what like you've been saying, Saturday was probably the best day for us by far. So
yeah, I think so, too. I think
they've got some good talent there that can, you know, they may make the roster, they may not, but who knows. At least there's some good talent there.
I know, man.
And apparently, well, they got this speed there after with all these guys. That was one of Howie's things on his list that he was chasing.
Yeah.
And when I heard that, it was like, can he run? Is he fast? And then I was like, it reminded me of that line out of Cool Runnings. It's like when they're talking about how the coach's name, Cool Runnings. Three of these guys can run under 10 seconds flat. And then the guy's like, they can lightning run on ice. So let's see if these quick dudes can actually bring it on the field.
Amen, brother. Amen. Alex, how was the, how's the, like, is it big down there at all? Were there other people that were into the NFL draft?
They broadcasted it. They broadcasted the first round on the TV here, on free-to-air TV. So that was pretty cool. I don't usually do that. But then, you know, look, there's a pretty big NFL community down here, I'd say.
That's cool.
I've got a good group of mates that we all sort of, we all have our teams, and we're pretty hardcore into the league. So we always tune in and give our thoughts on it. So, no, there's still people about into it down here for sure.
That's cool. That's cool. And Alex, great and stuff, my brother. Yeah.
I just wanted to say, too, I don't know if you heard about the other guy the Eagles picked up.
Which one?
Have you heard of Matt Leo?
No.
I didn't think you would have. He's an Australian who was in the NFL International Program. The Eagles have put him on their list.
Oh, for undrafted free agent. Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
And what position is he?
He's a defensive end.
Okay. All right.
He's actually a plumber from Adelaide, Australia. The Eagles assigned him plumbers from Adelaide, Australia.
Oh, my God. That's awesome. Oh, I love it.
Yeah. Apparently, he moved out a few years ago. And he went to some JUCO league in Arizona and then ended up signing with Ohio State. And that's where the Eagles have got him from. So.
Oh, that's cool, man. That's really cool. Brother, awesome stuff, man. I got to tell you, it's so great hanging and hearing from you. Always a pleasure. You know that.
Yeah, no. I was always keen to ring up and give him my thoughts on the draft. I knew you'd appreciate it. So.
I always do, brother. You be safe down there, all right?
Yeah, you too, Anthony. Take care of yourself.
Thanks, buddy.
And go Birds.
Go Birds. You got it, pal. You got it. That's our buddy Alex in Australia. Let's go to Frank in Mullica Hill. Frankie, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Cuz, what's happening, brother? How you
what's
doing?
What's going on, Frankie?
I tell you what, I love hearing like the pros, especially Joe Banner, talk. I could listen to him talk football 8 hours. The one big takeaway I had from it was, oh, God, why wasn't he running this draft Thursday and Friday night?
Right?
He could have handed it off Saturday. Why couldn't he have run the draft Thursday and Friday night? Oh, man. I was telling your producer, and I may be all over the place with this, so bear with me. I've given it, obviously, a handful of days, and I'm in no better position today, Tuesday, than I was over the weekend. Like I'm like bamboozled, flummoxed. I think I've come to the conclusion I'm just not of the higher intellect to figure out what exactly happened, especially Friday night. Like you make the move to go get Wentz a handful of years ago. He's your guy, so you know for the foreseeable future, at least I thought, you're going to be in win now mode. Yet we hear in the offseason how he's talking about, well, will we tool here this, will we tool that? Then he's talking at the other side of his mouth saying, well, as long as we're here, we're going to go for the Super Bowl. We're not going to retool or rebuild. I don't want to hear that. You can't be both. Like, you can't have one leg on one side of the fence, the other on the other. Like, which is it? And I think you have to seriously question, especially now after the draft. I thought we'd have a clearer or more concise picture of what's going on. I'm more confused than ever. What are they doing? Are they trying to win now and go for it? Are they trying to take a year or two to retool this thing, as they're saying on the fly? Yeah. The roster moves are all over the place. Like, they got Wentz, you know, somehow their off-season evaluation for free agents, they didn't like or they didn't think any of the wide receivers could help them out. Apparently, they weren't interested in either DeAndre Hopkins or Stephon Diggs at the cost. And it just feels like Jefferson's there. I mean, the draft broke the way it did. Lamb's right there, so the carrot's just dangling. They don't make the move. Dallas gets him. So, okay, all right, Jefferson's there. And it's just like, over the past, like, 2 years, what's going on in their draft evaluation room, especially at the skill positions? What is going on?
Yeah, you know, it's funny, and you ask appropriately, what are they trying to do? And I keep coming back to it, and I think they're trying to straddle, right? I think they're trying to be a contender now, and they're trying to be a contender in the future. And I just think the pick was horrible.
I've been flummoxed since they, like, literally, I think I cracked my jaw on the tile floor, like everybody else, like, once it happened. You're like, okay, now they make the pick, and your first thought is like, oh boy, what is wrong with Wentz? Like, what other shoes about to drop? What's waiting around the corner? Yeah. And I'm with you. I've heard you talk over the past couple days. There is absolutely zero explanation, spin. There's no way they can put this. If you're trying to hedge your bet, the only way to hedge your bet is for the guy that you put all this draft capital, invested all this time in, to not only get hurt, but to miss significant time, where then Hurts has to play significant time, and then you have to hope he plays well enough where you could possibly flip him. It just seems like there's this big basket
that
have in it is full of hope.
Right, and then you get back to it. Great stuff, Frankie. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
Be safe, okay? Hang in there. And then, you know, one of the real issues here is that you say, well, flip them. Well, you took them in the second round. So, like, that's a fourth round deal, right? In the fourth round, you get value, you flip the guy. Second round, man, at some point, you just got to be a player. Or, you know, he's Garoppolo, and somehow he lights him up in the preseason. But the risk of that, the odds of that happening are very slim. And the other thing that I think gets glossed over is that he's a real risk. He's not a lock to make it. You heard, you heard when we were talking to Joe Banner, and you heard me say about Herbert and Tua, right? And I had the exact same opinion. You heard me talk about both saying the same thing. I said the same exact thing. And I didn't like Love either. And so you're talking about Herbert, who goes number six overall.
Yes.
You're talking about guys that were rated well above Hurts. So we can't go under the assumption that Hurts is going to be a player. Now, of course, you can't say, you know, he's complete bust, but it's a real risk to operate under the idea that he can be a backup. So you already have a quarterback, and now you take a big risk at what? A backup?
Yeah. Yeah, and you're going to be dressing three quarterbacks, in my opinion, on game days.
See, that's the most perplexing thing. Like, that's to me why the pick doesn't make sense where it is. Right?
Yeah.
That it comes back to that. The sense of it. Now, let's take the Jets, all right, for a second, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the Jets in the fourth round, they had two fourth round picks. All right. So the Jets with two fourth round picks, the second of them, 125 overall, they take James Morgan, the quarterback out of Florida International.
Yes.
Who I liked. That makes sense to me. They had three fourth-round picks, all right? 120, 125, and 129. And Joe Douglas takes James Morgan at 125.
Yeah, when they drafted him, you know, they had the analysts on there saying their stuff about him. And Kuiper said, you know, this is going to be a guy that I believe will be a career backup, but he's going to be a guy that can go out there and win you a game or two if needed. He's not going to be a guy that you want to start 16 games, but if you need him to win a game for you, he might be able to do that. And that's a fourth round draft pick. So, okay, cool. You're backing up Sam Darnold. Not second round.
Right. Right.
Not second round. Especially when you overdrafted the guy, because I think he was a fourth round pick to begin with.
But, you know, again, and, you know, he's got really good arm talent. So, I don't know. But he was a fourth round pick. Like, that makes sense. Joe Douglas draft made sense. Look what the Jets did.
Yeah, they got the offensive Jets. Tackle and a good receiver.
Right, like they loved Becton, so they take Becton, and then you get the receiver that we all wanted. I got to tell you, shake my head every moment. Mark, you're on 97.5, the Fanatic. Marky.
How you doing?
What's up, Mark?
Oh, listen, man, I'm open-minded, right? I'm not one to jump to conclusions. I've been trying to wrap my head around it since it happened. There's no logical explanation why you would take a quarterback. That's not a position of need right now. We have like 16 other needs on the team. You can get a quality starter in the second round, maybe a Pro Bowler. Does this make any, I mean, even the best explanation, I can't wrap my head around it. How does that outweigh the fact that we have major needs, right?
I agree. Right. It goes back to it. Right. No, I can't explain it to you because I don't agree with it at all. There's nothing that I would agree with other than that he is a safety net, some sort of safety net for Wentz. But again, you're also making the determination that he's a lock, that he's going to make it. You know, if Wentz gets hurt and who knows what Hurts is, I mean, you could be right back where you started before Wentz, looking for a franchise quarterback.
Even if everything went right, even if it's the best-case scenario, that doesn't outweigh getting a Pro Bowl guard, linebacker, safety, cornerback. I mean, we have another receiver. We got a fast guy. Why don't we get like a guy that's like 6'3", 205, 210, big body, like Denzel Mims. I mean, there's other guys, yeah. You know?
Yeah.
It just doesn't. I don't get it. I literally. I mean, I've heard the explanation, but it doesn't break through. I don't know if I'm being obtuse.
No.
But I mean, can anyone explain it in logical terms?
Well, I mean, you've heard us for the last 2 days. Look, I mean, I take no glee. I want the Eagles to do well.
Of course, you know? Everyone does.
Right, but again, like so, there's no agenda. There's no other than. I watched a kid play in college, and I don't think he's a lock for the league. And then I look at it, and I go, I don't know why the hell you're taking a quarterback in the second round when there's real talent there.
I thought they had it this time. I thought, you know what? They're at home. They can spend extra time analyzing, and we're going to come out on top this time. And I'm perplexed. I'm perplexed even with the other
things. I don't know. I mean, what are you perplexed about? Like the fact that – they took Gamp. They were true to themselves, right?
If anything,
they did exactly what they always do, which is try to hit home runs with every pick, looking for upside. It's Sidney Jones, right? It's Derek Barnett. Right. It's try to hit home runs.
Man, I don't even know what best case scenario is. I mean, we could have filled a real hole starter day one.
Yes.
Possibly Pro Bowler. I'm not saying definite because second round is a crapshoot.
Right.
But we could have really filled a major hole.
Yeah.
So at this point, what do we do now? How are we going to fill these other holes? What else is there now holes?
You got a couple free agency. You got some free agent running backs you want to take a look at like that. And you got to hope that of all, you know, they got a ton of receivers, right? So
right.
They're hoping that the math works out. And that one of those kids turns out to be a real find.
And that's fine, but we still have other holes besides receiver. We still have offensive line depth
holes. We still have linebacker holes. We still have safety and cornerback question marks. Yeah. So who's going to play opposite?
Well, they look at, we address corner with Slay. We move Mills to the safety spot. I don't know. I mean, I agree with you. And it goes back to what Joe Banner and I were talking about, which is you're not going to be great on one side of the ball. So you got to be good on one side and great on the other. I don't know. Are they going to be great offensively? I don't think so.
Oh, man. Just got to hold our breath. We have to just hope and pray. That's all we can do at this point.
Yeah, I hear you, baby. Be careful. All right, watch yourself.
You too, man.
Thanks,
you
brother.
Too.
Appreciate the call. I mean, can they potentially be great on one side of the ball? Either side of the ball?
This year?
Yeah.
If... Here's the only way.
Sean Jackson plays?
No, I was actually going defensively. I know.
They're not great defensively.
No, I'm. Listen, there's.
How in the world could they be great defensively?
Here's the one way I could look at it is if this defensive front, Derek Barnett, is what we thought he would have been. You know, if this front four just gets to the quarterback all the time, and then the secondary. You know, if you have a great dominant front four, you can help your secondary out. And maybe that front four, obviously they lock down on the run all the time. If they can get to the quarterback and force turnovers on a consistent basis, which again, in the last couple of years, they haven't forced many turnovers. But if they can force turnovers, maybe that's one area where you could say they could be dominant. Could be. And I was going defense. You're going offense.
Yeah,
and that's, of course, if Jackson is healthy.
I don't see it at all. The only thing I could see offensively, because you still have your best players on offense, starting with Wentz and the right side of your offensive line from Kelce on out. So, and you got Sanders. So if you got DeSean Jackson and somebody else steps up, you know, you got a shot. So I'll go offense, you go defense.
That's where we're at right now.
We couldn't even come to the same conclusion on this, on one side of the ball.
That's kind of scary, isn't it?
Right?
Yep.
Coming up, we need to talk about a Tim McManus story that just dropped.
Interested?
The headline, Eagles drafting of Hurts could prove to be another distraction to the franchise quarterback.
Uh-oh.
Cause Radio with Tunis, 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh, welcome back. Cuz Radio with Tunis. Hanging out with you guys. Let's get back to the phones, but real quick, just to talk about the Tim McManus story that just dropped on ESPN. Tunis, he talks about how the draft pick can be a distraction to the franchise quarterback.
Not surprised. I think a fair thought by Tim. I mean, I kind of thought about it when the pick first happened. Because, let's face it, the first interception he throws, Carson. And if Jalen Hurts is the, every year there's the standout in the preseason, if the preseason happens this year. What if Hurts is the standout this year? And the second Wentz throws a pick, what are you going to hear? You're going to hear some boos in the crowd. You're going to see people on Twitter about Hurts, and people are going to call in and talk about Hurts right away.
Wow. Isn't it amazing?
And what if they do run a gadget play in week one? and it works out. And it's because he throws great. He shows great arm strength for a touchdown. Like,
oh,
you know,
my God. How? When's his career in Philadelphia so far has been a house of horrors?
Yes.
It's been the fun house.
How's everyone doing?
Like the scary, haunted house. It's been a house of horrors. He gets drafted amid all this fanfare, right? He becomes the toast of the town, leads this team to, you know, best record in the NFC. Gets hurt, scored a touchdown. Nick Foles, right? Nick Foles forever. Then Alshon Jeffrey. Then he comes back. He's hurt again. And then he's hurt. The teammates hate him. And then there's more Nick Foles. And then Nick Foles leaves, and people are upset. And then you have Elmore Alshon Jeffrey, another rat thing. Then you have all kinds of Aguilar drops, and then he throws the quarterback under the bus, and it's a mess. And then he finally has something good to work on, where he plays four really, really good games, gets into the playoffs, and gets cheap-shotted out of the game.
Yep.
And then the organization drafts a quarterback in the second round instead of getting him help and weapons. And we're to believe that there's a reason behind it other than malfeasance. It's malfeasance to take a flyer on a quarterback when you have holes on offense and defense,
right,
and you don't fill them, but take the flyer, and that's what it is. It's a flyer on Hurts.
Yeah, it's a slap in the face. I mean, let's face it. There was offensive talent on the board when they were picking in the second round, and who knows? I don't know what the the cost would have been to move up to 16. I don't know. Who knows? But
well, 21-53, another pick.
And if that's what it was, right? If that's what it was,
well, that's what I was told.
Then again, it's another slap in the face because you could have moved up and gotten an NFL ready wide receiver in everybody's accounts in CeeDee Lamb, an NFL wide receiver that was ready to go week one to make an impact for a full 16 week season. And instead, again, I'm not hating the Rager pick. I'm hating what happened, but you go back and you go, all right, so you end up drafting a second-round quarterback to back up your franchise quarterback that you just gave over $100 million for.
$100 million.
And one of the biggest flaws of the team last year was a lack of weapons, and it was incredible how you came down the regular season to win those four games with Greg Ward, Deontay Burnett, Rob Davis and company. You know, no offense to those guys, but no, let's face it, they're all threes, fours, fives on any other team. And you could have gotten a number one wide receiver
in
the draft.
Practice squatters. Give me a break. I mean, that's what they were.
Yep.
They were practice squatters. Come on.
And it's been like this for 3 years. I mean, we went over that list on Twitter yesterday. His name was Brian Jenks, I believe, on Twitter, who posted all the receivers that Carson Wentz has played with.
Yes.
In his career. And it was half that list was guys out of the league. And not out of the league because of retirement for some of them. Some of them were just, they're not good enough.
Right.
They're on practice squads elsewhere.
Right.
Like Paul Turner didn't retire.
Right.
Paul Turner's just not on a team. But he was a guy that played in his rookie season.
It's mind-blowing, Chudas. It's mind-blowing. Frank, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Frank.
What do you say, boys?
Frankie!
Family, well, you caught me off guard. I'm at the lower 40 killing weeds. Listen, by the way, Joe Banner, what incredible insight. Can I send an Uber X and go get him?
Really? And I got to tell you, I really enjoyed the conversation.
Yeah, no, that was a great call by you. And he was, yeah, really good. So
Chudas went and booked him.
Well, Tunis is way wise beyond his 26 years.
Yes, he is.
What up? And so I like Howie, okay? So let me preface by apologizing. You know, Jalen Hurts, think about it, has had better wide receivers in college than Carson has ever had. I think They've totally disrespected him. I think the fact that now that his blind side is questionable and drafting projects, and I please forgive me, I don't mean to do a Maloik, increases Carson's chance of getting injured because he's going to try to do it all himself again.
I mean, that's always been my philosophy, which is, you know, if you really want to make sure that it, you have a chance to curtail him taking risks, well, let him have weapons so he's got multiple places to go with the football and not try to play hero ball.
And it's funny listening to you guys, the fan base. It is so, and again, we all love Howie. It's so frustrating, but it's nonsensical, I think, the decision. It really is. Because I'm a huge Carson fan, but I just think, ugh. So, if I may I do a little Howie skit?
Sure.
Now, please, you know, excuse my Howie imitation, but this is Howie justifying his draft picks from the 53rd on down, disregarding the first one. All right?
Yes, yes.
Hey, man. So, at the 53rd pick of the second round, the Eagles, I picked Inspector Gadget. He's a multiple-faceted player, man. Third round, I picked from Switzerland, the Swiss Army Knife. He's got all the tools you need, man. He's all tools you need. Fourth round, I went a real burner, Roger Rabbit. And in the fifth round, I scooped up. He's raw, but can get vertical, and maybe may have great measurables. Steve Racer. Anyway, that's all I got.
You got it, buddy.
All I got to do is kill weeds and write this shit. That's right. Listen, hope you and your family are well. Give your boys, your wife a kiss. Andrew.
Thank you, Frankie.
Give your wife a hug.
Right, thank you, buddy. Take it easy, pal. Always a pleasure. Quinn, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Quinn.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Quinn?
Hey, I just want to start by saying, first off, I do not support the Jalen Hurts pick in any means, any way how he puts it. There's no way you can justify picking a quarterback in the second round. It's just a waste of draft capital, in my opinion.
Uh-huh.
So do you really think that the people that are saying that Jalen Hurts is coming here to replace Wentz because he gets injured, that's not what's happening here. It's so clearly, you can so clearly see that it's Howie drafting replacement for Nick Foles because he doesn't have confidence in his starter. That's it. It's the only way I see it.
Okay. The problem with that is that if you're going to draft a replacement for Nick Foles, you would assume that that pick would be ready to play now.
Exactly. That's my problem with it. Exactly. You're exactly right.
He can't. So, therefore, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, of course. But that's the problem with it because he drafted him in the second round. I just don't see how Howie, I don't see how Howie sits down and he says, you know what, let's draft the quarterback. I don't see his logic there.
No, listen, you've been around, you've watched drafts before, you understand, right? Obviously, if teams always want another quarterback around that they're working on trying to groom, like I understand that. I think you always want a young guy and that guy, if you have a franchise quarterback, particularly if you have a younger franchise quarterback, that guy's always taken in the fourth round or higher.
Yeah,
and you work with a kid, you see, well, maybe he's something, maybe he's not. I mean, that's kind of the protocol.
Yeah. I mean, if you really think about it, Jalen Hurts, if he ever gets a chance to start here, it's going to be a mess. It's just going to be the same thing over with Nick Foles. It's going to be another quarterback controversy, and the fans here love that kind of stuff. It's annoying.
I don't understand it, all right? I really don't. And again, he can't be the backup now, and so you're talking about a guy in the future, and who the hell knows? And he's not a lock to make it in the league. I mean, that's another issue. I mean, that's
the craziest second-round pick that I've ever seen out of the Eagles organization.
I know. Hang in there, brother.
All right, you stay safe.
See you, buddy. You too, man. You too. Great call. 610-632-0975. That's the phone number to check in Still got one more segment before we go over to Mikey Miss. He's the Tunis. I'm Cuz. Cuz Radio with Tunis right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh, welcome back! Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back! Hey, don't forget our interviews today were brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. If your heating system or cooling system is not evenly or efficiently keeping your house the perfect temp, you got to get help. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer in your area today. All right, Tunis, let's try to sneak some people on before we go over to Mikey Miss and the crew. Ty, have you seen Tyrone today?
Yes, I've seen him. I've talked to him.
All right, good. Tell him I said hello.
I will.
Where are we at? We got Matt.
Yes.
You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Matty.
Yo, thanks for getting me through this time, man. Just waiting for the flyover.
Oh, that's right. 2 o'clock.
Yeah, man. I know. I'm outside. Beautiful day. Beautiful day.
Oh, awesome, brother. Awesome.
So, real quick, I know you're coming towards the end. I'm an optimist, you know. This Hurts thing, I've thought about it every which way. Like, you have the only conclusion I can come to is the same as you. They just don't believe in Wentz, you know. And how can that be? Like, have we not learned after McNabb how hard it is to get a franchise guy, and now we have one? After you gave everything up to trade up for him and you just paid him, I just don't get it, man. I just don't get it.
I don't get it either, you know? My brother. I know. I mean, you...
And if, you know, and if it's the injury thing, you know, if you want to go with the injury thing, which the Wentz haters do, it still doesn't justify a second-round pick. You know, like, if you really want to go that injury route, I think it makes more sense you wait till he actually gets hurt, and then whatever that year is, you package your second with your first. You throw in a future first, and you move up early in the first round. You get a guy who projects, you know, to be a starter, you know?
Yeah, so, I mean, at this point.
Yeah, I mean, I just, you know, I'm just trying to think anything. And, you know, and this idea that Hurts is a gadget guy and he can spice up the offense. When has Doug ever shown to be a great creative play caller, you know? I don't see him utilizing that. You know, the Super Bowl year, Foles called Philly, and he had Roy Kelkin have him call plays. So the idea that he's going to be this guy that they're going to be creative with and use, I don't see that at all, man. So I just wanted to say what's up and vent a little bit. So I appreciate
you. You got enjoy the flyover.
Yeah, man. Keeping an eye out. So
that'd be cool, brother. That'd be cool. Enjoy it, man. Thanks, buddy. Hang in there. Ian, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ian.
Hey, what's up, cuz?
What's up, E? How are you?
Not too bad. Hanging in. All right, so let me just put some things in perspective. I'm not going to be all rainbows and unicorns, but I was floored when I saw the second round pick. You know, we just have too many holes to fill. So I think no matter what they would have picked, I feel like it would have been wrong. So I feel like, you know, they got a weapon. Okay, the kid looks like a stud.
Wait, whoa. Let's talk out your opinions here. No matter who they took, they would have been wrong. I completely disagree with that.
Holes.
Yeah. So if they take a running back, say Dobbins, they take a receiver, say Mims, they take a safety, say Chin. They're not wrong. Nobody's saying they're wrong.
Okay. Well, let's put it this way. Whoever we would have picked, the media, the fan base, everybody would have been against it because they would have said,
they
wouldn't
have. They would not have been against it, no.
Well, I really feel like overall, I feel like we picked up a lot of the holes we needed to fill.
Really?
But the main thing is I don't think we got a center. I would have liked to.
Forget about that for a second. Let's go back to what you said about Hurts. The kid is what?
I mean, I think he looks like a stud. I mean, he could be good, and I don't think,
I just want to educate you a little bit, all right? And I appreciate that you're tired of negativity. That's what, like, you come off to me as, you're like, I just want to see them do well, and I'm going to try to convince myself that they made the right decision. And I don't blame you.
Yeah.
And I don't know that Hurts, I can't tell you he's not going to be anything, but he's far from a lock, all right? Trust me.
I understand.
As a core, and you don't need quarterback. And
I was one of the minority. I wanted to get an offensive lineman or maybe an edge rusher. That's what I wanted to get. But if you look at it,
Epinesa, he would have been there. The Bills took him after. Epinesa, kid from Iowa, good player.
Who was the safety that went right after that?
Jeremy Chinn is the safety I love. He went early in the third round to Rule.
That's the one I wanted. That's the guy I wanted. My biggest thing is like, look, I'm 38, all right? Before the Super Bowl, I was negative my whole life. And I'm just like, give me one. Just give me one. That's all I want. And then we get one. I had no hope. I mean, when Foles was playing, no hope whatsoever. And then they pull out a miracle against the Patriots. And then from now on, from this point on, I'm always going to try and stay positive, try to stay rational. But my biggest thing is,
real quick, before you do that.
Good.
It's great. I applaud you for trying to will be positive. But positivity and rational are not the same thing. When you're rational and looking at this pick, it's a bad pick.
I agree. I do agree it's a bad pick. But the most important position is quarterback. If Wentz goes down, we're done.
But if Wentz goes down, Jalen Hurts isn't going to help you this year. He's probably not going to help you next year.
We don't know.
Dude, he lost his job. He lost his job to another kid who went fourth in his draft. He lost his job to Tua. You know that.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, we just got to wait and see. I mean, we got the weapons for when.
But here's the thing. I don't want to just wait and see. If I need to react, I think I'm allowed to. I want them to win for you.
Aren't you tired of being so afraid of, okay, when Wentz goes down, the season's over?
Hurts doesn't make me feel any better.
Well, he kind of does. I mean,
why?
He can't play this year.
He can't play this year at all. He's not going to play next year. What do you want? He's far from a lock, brother. This kid is 6 feet undersized. He's not accurate. I mean, brother, come on, man. I'm more about, green goggles, but please, he doesn't make me feel anything other than he's a flip of a coin at best. Our handoff to Mikey Miss is brought to you by Philadelphia Hand and Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more information, visit handandshouldercenter.com. Everybody, thank you for listening. So much fun as always. Passing the day with you. Have a great day. Stay tuned for Mikey, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.